Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming from the desk from Dr. John Lott, we get this. This is coming out of Newsweek. He seems to be, they seem to like him at Newsweek, which I like him anywhere he shows up, but, you know, I'm surprised Newsweek publishes his stuff. But he's pointing out what's going on right now and talking about it, and it bears, I always like his analysis. And one thing that is very apparent, and I mean, if you listened, what day did I have him on? Was it Tuesday? Wednesday. I had him on Wednesday. The whole COVID-19 thing is to push for mail-in voting. Mail-in voting would facilitate voter fraud, which would facilitate a Democratic victory, which they would claim, and they'd run with it, and, you know, they'd say, get out of here, and all this other stuff. And then it's gun control, Rama. Excuse me. So, gun rights are very much at stake right now. And along the way, as we go with this, the Democratic politicians are going to try to remove the NRA from the debate. And at the very least, they want to run up their legal bills so they won't have funds left over for political campaigns. Now, going after a nonprofit organization's tax-exempt status because you disagree with its mission is a perversion of government power. And this, I mean, that's true no matter who it is. That's true no matter who it is. Devoting taxpayer dollars to silencing political opponents should scare all of us, whether Democrat or Republican. Now, when she was campaigning, New York Attorney General Letitia James made it a promise, a campaign promise, to challenge the NRA's not-for-profit status and investigate their legitimacy. And without any evidence they'd done anything wrong, she vowed to single out the NRA. Of course, it didn't help very much that the NRA went ahead and teed themselves up. Attorneys general shouldn't start fishing expeditions against those who they disagree with politically in the hopes that they can find some violation that they have committed. This is, in fact, what was it that I... Who said this? It was... Was it a Russian guy? Show me the man, I can show you the crime. That was his thing. But this has become a consistent pattern with the Democrats. This has been the approach they followed against Trump during his entire presidency. It is an abuse of office to persecute a charity based on personal political biases. And it also shows that people need to be very skeptical of any claims that she eventually makes. State of New York has been trying to bleed the NRA dry for years, but it's no coincidence that it ramped up its attacks right before the election. Shannon Watts, who runs Bloomberg's Moms Demand Action Group, has gloated that lawsuits have cost the NRA $100 million. And in her suit, she James highlights the fact the NRA faced a financial loss of $64 million over 3 years. But given how much these legal costs dwarf the losses, this hardly seems to be the NRA's fault. Gun control activists don't want to debate. They just want to prevent the other side from even participating in the discussion. Now, John Lott knows this because he's found that Every Town for Gun Safety, the Brady Campaign, and other organizations have an agreement not to debate him, which he would, of course, rip them asunder. Since most television shows want to present both sides in debates, that way they believe they can keep John Lott off the air. Bloomberg and other billionaires already spend literally hundreds of millions of dollars pushing gun control, massively outspending the NRA. The NRA spent a grand total of $18.9 million on all campaigns in 2018. Bloomberg invested $110 million in just congressional campaigns, and he apparently spent even more than that on state legislative races across the country. And it is bad enough with all the media bias on the gun issue, but if money bought politicians' votes, Bloomberg and gun control advocates would have long ago passed all the gun control laws that they desired. So Bloomberg alone has outspent the NRA and other self-defense organizations for the last four election cycles. Coming out of his gun control myths, he talks about the campaign spending, from the pro-gun side, how it pales to the money that Bloomberg pours into financing bias research, various gun control organizations, and media outlets that pretend to be independent. Now, James attacks the NRA for paying for charter flights for CEO Wayne LaPierre and his family. But she overlooks the fact that LaPierre would be accosted by gun control activists on commercial flights, which is, in fact, true. That is true. She ignores it while LaPierre's wife, Susan, doesn't take a salary from the NRA. She does help with fundraising. This same point applies to her expenses at beauty salons. But given that Susan is doing the work, having those costs being picked up by the NRA is not unreasonable. New York's lawsuit seeks nothing less than the dissolution of the NRA. The point is to remove it from the debate. And her actions are only part of the policies that New York and other states are following to put the NRA out of business. In 2018, Andrew Cuomo instructed the New York Department of Financial Services to urge insurers and bankers statewide to determine whether any relationships they may have with the NRA or similar organizations sends the wrong message to their clients and their communities. He claimed that ending these relationships can put an end to gun violence in New York once and for all. That's a preposterous statement to make ever. To say, if we just do this one thing, we're going to end gun violence. Some leftists should actually try to learn to debate rather than trying to merely silence opponents. When you do that, you leave us very little wiggle room. You know, that's really not a good idea. It's not a good look. It is the way of tyranny, and some of us look upon tyranny with a very violent eye. Starting investigations against organizations without just cause and with ulterior motives violates the most fundamental standards of law enforcement. Once again, my biggest question with the NRA, just regarding this one thing, if we take all the other stuff and take it off the table, why do they say incorporated in New York? Maybe the next time I have Stephen on the show, we could ask him what that would mean for them to reincorporate. How would they do it? Do they have to start the process in whichever state they intend to set up and do that? Or do they, you know, and a lot of these organizations feel like they have to be near D.C. Except for the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb is quite happy over there on the Pacific Coast. And he's very effective over there on the Pacific Coast. You know, it doesn't, you know, getting on an airplane is a little bit like getting on a time machine. So they're going to go, and they're going to get there eventually, and they'll get there in time and sooner than any other way. And they'll do it in less than half a day. So, but the NRA sure did make it easy. They sure did make it easy, and this is why I was asking if this is lawfare. Because this is something that James intended to do before she knew anything was going on inside the NRA. Then, when people started getting her ear and saying, "Well, y'all look at this and y'all look at that," then the simmer turned into a boil. We'll see where this goes. And in the meantime, we just got to stay in the debate. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 36 years ago, I deployed to Western Europe. I deployed there because we were facing what was still the Soviet Union at that time. Soviet Union was a threat to the entirety of Western Europe. And we actually were paying more for the defense of Western Europe than Western Europe was. And we had, I think we had at one point when I was there, we had 260,000 troops there. I mean, we had armor, we had tanks. We were the first ones to get stuff like the M1. We were the first ones to get the M1 Abrams. We were the first ones to get Bradleys. I mean, we got it because that's where they thought World War III was going to be fought. It was going to be a armor war on the continent of Europe. But that never happened. I came back from Europe in 1987, and shortly after that, the Berlin Wall fell. Then Germany unified. There is no West Germany, East Germany now. It's just Germany. And now, Russia sells natural gas to most of Europe. There's a point to this. Because eventually, you know, all the, especially with these 30-somethings, eventually you got to kick them out of your basement. You got to cut off their allowance. And they need to be introduced to the harsh realities of the real world. In the case of the European allies, particularly the Germans, that time was about 20 years ago. Trump has just announced that we're going to be pulling out 12,000 troops of the 36,000 still deployed there. And think of the good they could do to America deployed in Portland, you know? And the krauts in the establishment are livid. And that's cool. This is the tough love for the Euros. Trump came to office with a foreign policy that the establishment hates, embracing a Jacksonian perspective that holds that the purpose of our diplomacy and our military power is to promote our interests. That's what it's for. It's not to promote other countries' interests, and it's not to make it so our foggy bottom irregulars don't encounter uncomfortable conversations at Berlin cocktail parties. It's to serve our interests. And for too damn long, our establishment failed to do so by looking the other way as rich Europeans year after year skated on the check while Bush and Obama obligingly reached for our wallets. We can't afford that anymore. We don't have it. We haven't had it for a long time, but now we're actually trying to slow that hemorrhaging line of money down. So what Trump is trying to do is he's trying to end something they call dine and dash diplomacy, and normal people can't understand why we allowed it to happen in the first place. But in Europe, one of the reasons that they had to import so many Islamics into their country, which they said they were refugees, but what it boiled down to this: we paid so much for their defense that they were allowed to put together their welfare state, a huge, big apparatus, and it got to the point to where they had more people. The indigenous population began to age, and they had more people taking than they were putting money in. So now they were in trouble. So they did what they did. And, you know, Germany was very happy for us to do this. And they cut their own defense spending to the bone. And they allowed us to make up the difference. They ended conscription. They let their once formidable military rust, because the Bundeswehr, when I was over there, they would have been an ally. They would have been somebody I didn't mind seeing on the left or the right. And they refused to keep their promise to put a measly 2% of their mammoth GDP into protecting their own country. They've gone from an aggressive invader repelling armistice to a wimpy Colonel Klink. perpetually asking to borrow an infantry brigade combat team today, for which he would gladly pay us Dienstag. So they were going to ride Uncle Sucker's gravy train until somebody derails it, but now Trump is doing that, and it's got the establishment shrieking like a bunch of tween girls watching whatever the, you know, whatever the hell behind the scenes is being fed into a wood chipper. And Berlin and the D.C. pros thought once that mean old Rick Grinnell stopped being ambassador, they could go back to monkey business as usual, and they thought wrong. These status quo strategists, whose track record of successes in recent decades, like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya, make them people to whom you listen to carefully, then do the exact opposite of what they recommend. Right? Trump got elected in part because Americans are sick of agreements where foreigners fleece us. Funding the German welfare state by taking over their nation's defense was stupid. Go up to a normal American and ask, hey, should America give Germany any money and blood to defend itself when Germany won't give its own money or blood to defend itself, and instead they spend their dough on illegal aliens? And that normal American would probably call a couple of dudes in white uniforms with butterfly nets to come and take you away. They claim, the establishment claims, that Trump demanding that our allies be allies instead of parasites show that Trump is betraying them, and that is one of, you know, that's one of the big lies they throw out there all the time. Seems obvious to you, it seems obvious to me, but it's not part of our glorious foreign policy elite. But alliances typically provide benefits for both parties, so that's why it's been allowed to continue. Us writing checks to Merkel to cover the coin she withholds from the Bundeswehr so she can make it rain on every Tom, Dick, and Abdul who wanders into Der Vaterland is a bad idea. It's a bad deal. It's actually not even a deal because we weren't asked. The Germans just decided, yeah, I know. We just not pay for our German under Yankees pay for it instead. I lived in Bamberg as an Army non-commissioned officer 30 years ago. And there was still a Cold War. And there was still a reason for us to be there in force. But that was 30 years ago. And 75 years since World War II ended. And I'm not, you know, this may be strategically wacky, but it's no longer the 5th Corps minding the Fulda Gap. There's a couple of countries between Russia and Germany now they'd have to get to the Fulda Gap. So, it's time for this relationship to change. And it's time for these countries in Europe to pay their way and defend themselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's recommending executive orders pertaining to enhanced unemployment insurance, evictions, and student loans after talks between him and Democrats went nowhere on Friday. As far as what the Democrats are hoping for, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says,
everything about the Pelosi legislation is designed not to create a single job, but to keep everyone unemployed right where they are.
The United States is on the verge of 5 million coronavirus infections. Based on recent averages, the nation will likely hit the grim milestone this weekend. Johns Hopkins data shows more than 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19-related complications, which means of the people infected, there's over a 96% survival rate. You're listening to USA Radio News. The July job numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
The United States has levied sanctions on a host of senior Chinese officials over Beijing's Hong Kong policy, including the region's Beijing-appointed chief executive, Carrie Lam. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've talked about this a few times. These people on the left, because they believe they are on the side of all that is right and just, they are willing to commit any depravity and injustice to gain the power they need to remake America. And most Americans don't get that about them. They don't understand this about Democrats. People believe all Americans have only the best intentions, that they would never deliberately harm the nation and its citizenry merely to obtain political power. Of course, you're sort of watching what's going on right now, right? Right now, people can only look on with incredulity as Democrats blatantly strive to keep Democrat-controlled state economies on lockdown, and with the help of teachers' unions, keep most schools closed in an attempt to deliberately immiserate Americans and their families in the hopes their suffering can be used against Trump. And with schools closed, it has been estimated that as many as 20 million workers will not be able to return to employment because they lack child care, not to mention the irreparable damage the children are going to suffer. Combined with the lockdowns, this will only aid in ensuring a hobbled economy with which they can blame and batter Trump to deny him a second term as president. And in the meantime, we will have children committing suicide. We will have children, getting involved in drugs and being depressed and all this other stuff because they are not meant to be isolated. We are not meant to be isolated. We're social creatures. Don't you know? Now, the Democrats are backing a candidate with not only obvious diminished mental capacity, but also clear signs of dementia, despite the danger a senile president might present to the country, the world, and humanity. Democratic Party platform, ardently adopted by aphasic Joe Biden, would entail an abrogation of the Constitution, a gaming of the voting system, and the addition of new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to guarantee the Democrats' perennial electoral victory, and a complete revision of America's capitalist economy, transforming it into one based on the tenets of socialism as the stout pillars of a society ruled by critical theory. These are positions a diminished Joe Biden might have not only considered horrible, but political suicide. Yet today, the out-of-control Democrats are willing to do all this damage to a more than 200-year-old nation and its people because they believe they're on the right side of victory. The left considers their laudable goals as in service of the betterment of humanity and that victory by any means necessary is justified. When you throw off the restraint inherent in our constitutional republic, no actions are off the table. And their plan has many stages. Keeping economies on lockdown and schools closed may not be enough. After failing so many times in the last few years to depose Trump, they are leaving nothing to chance. The past is prelude. And the Floyd riots, or the 19 riots, if you prefer, are merely practice sessions. Wargaming, if you will, for what will come in the weeks preceding the election. The rioting and arson and looting and violence, now seemingly on the wane, will be redeployed by the left with ardor in the weeks running up to November's election. If the left is to be believed, rioters are immune to COVID, allowing the Democrats to marshal Antifa, the paramilitary arm of the party, and BLM, the ideological backbone of the party, into the streets, hoping the violence will frighten away Trump voters, which is a terrible tactical and strategic mistake to make, by the way. In a reverse of Trump's 2016 strategy campaign strongly in battleground states, Antifa can be expected to turn those states into actual battlegrounds by massing at every polling place in these states to threaten Trump voters and prevent them from voting. Media, the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, will sell it 24/7 as a mostly peaceful, organic protest expressing the will of the people. And still, even all that might not be enough to turn the tide against the president. Recently, a group of Democrat grandees called the Transition Integrity Project convened to war game the election. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's former presidential campaign chair, acted as Joe Biden in a scenario where Trump won re-election, and in this scenario, Biden refused to concede the election. California, Oregon, and Washington then threatened to secede from the United States if Mr. Trump takes office as planned. The House names Mr. Biden president, the Senate and the White House stuck with Mr. Trump, and at that point in the scenario, the station stopped looking at the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do. And you can expect Antifa to play a prominent part in the aftermath of a Trump victory, only with a heavier emphasis on violence. We all know what happens with a Biden victory, either an acquiescence of Americans to a fundamental transformation of the United States of America, or a civil war. You only need to look at what's happening today, and what Democrats are already hinting at almost 90 days out is what they intend to do when Trump wins. At this point, an apocalypse is probably unavoidable. And the Democrats want it that way. This is what we're basically talking about here is two Americas. I don't know about these states that California, Oregon, and Washington. Okay. Bye. You think here's the thing about this though. Here's the thing about this. Go ahead and do that. You get to keep your debt, and we're taking the assets of the United States away. We're taking all the military away. We're taking all the weapons away. We're taking all of that because this stays with the United States. You secede from the Union, you leave the Union. And we're already building a wall around the Mexico border. We can very easily extend that wall and just go around California, Oregon, and Washington State, if that's what it comes down to. And don't think that's going to be a free thing. I know lots of people in Washington State is full of military veterans. Full of them. Some of my old partners from Germany are in Washington State. They're not just going to sit back and watch that happen. You think that's just going to be something that's just going to happen because, well, it's happening in the boardroom. It's happening in the conference room. Whatever. Refusing to concede the election and then trying to start your own little nation, your own little blue nation. Okay. If the people of California, Oregon, and Washington go with that, you know, it's one thing to talk about them threatening to secede from the Union. It's quite another thing for that actually to happen. And what we would leave you with is not good. You're not going to like that very much. You get to keep all that debt that you've run up, all that blue debt. You won't even have an economy because most everybody will jump the wall and come over to our side, the ones that actually work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act defines domestic terrorism as activities involving acts in violation of state or federal criminal laws that are dangerous to human life and appear to be intended either to, 1, intimidate or coerce a civilian population, 2, influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or 3, affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. Intimidating a civilian population, coercing government officials, engaging in mass destruction and assassination of police. Let the bell ring, ding, ding, ding. We have a triple whammy here, and I'm not talking merely about the fascists, anti-fascists, or their compatriots who preach that the only lives of black Marxists matter. Because these are just front groups, or paramilitary strike forces of the grand poobah of all anti-American hatred in the United States today, the Democratic Party. Truth be told, there hasn't been anything remotely festive about their party for decades. They are dour, angry, bitter, and dangerous, sum up their whole operation. Initiated members leave joy at the door in return for the furrowed brows and frozen looks of permanent disappointment. They wear their scowls like some socialist disfigurement or mark of the beast. There is not a one of them that is a happy warrior in the whole bunch. Anything uplifting or aspirational about the Democrats died long ago. They turned their backs on civil political engagement for bloodlust and destruction. Domestic terrorism is all they have left. Democrat domestic terrorists light fires everywhere they go. They egg on violence against police and civilians, and they threaten businesses who refuse to pay into their protection rackets by donating to their favorite money laundering 501c3s, and our criminal justice system looks the other way or even actively abets the terrorists by releasing them from jail cells just as soon as they arrive while leaving Americans to fend for themselves. Or in the case of, like in St. Louis, if they do fend for themselves, then they bring charges against them. It has become so normal for Democrats to engage paramilitary brown shirts to intimidate voters and coerce government officials before any big election that nobody's surprised when American cities begin to explode right on schedule. For months, blue cities from Seattle and Portland to Minneapolis and New York have been little war zones where Antifa insurrectionists throw Molotov cocktails and bricks at police officers by night, and an apologetic army of Walter Durantes write glowing accounts of their revolution in the Democratic Party press by day. They block major highways and terrorize passing motorists and replace American law with their own. And Democrat prosecutors applaud their tactics, just like they did for the KKK a century before. Every election season, Democrats bring us Beirut, and every time their organized violence goes unpunished. What if this was ISIS? What if ISIS came to our shores and started setting neighborhoods on fire and burned out businesses and murdered citizens in the street and vandalized churches and synagogues, desecrated entire cemeteries, targeted Americans based on their race, and set up armed encampments as forward operating bases for planned assaults against America? I'd like to think elected officials in the fearless Fourth Estate might find the intestinal fortitude to resist the invaders, even if, as always, they turned to normal Americans to do their fighting for them. But here and now, an organized domestic terrorism offensive has been set up, has set itself upon America. Disguise itself behind nothing more than peaceful-sounding slogans, and government prosecutors and media cretins smile and welcome the terror. Oh, you're against fascism? Oh, me too. And you think the lives of black Americans should matter? Mm-hmm, that makes sense. And you wouldn't call yourself Democrats if you weren't invested in democracy, would you? Come on in. You can roll your tanks right up Main Street. You're our kind of people. It's sad that Hitler could so easily win over the American left today simply by rebranding and replacing his infantry with social justice warriors promising Jewish lives matter and death to fascists. Such is the state of American education. The people in America doing the terrorizing are treated like heroes, and too many of their victims find themselves to blame. And that's the most threatening dimension of democratic domestic terror. Their success in so psychologically berating everyday Americans. Normal people apologize to their tormentors for the beatings that they are enduring while they're apologizing. And if that isn't terrorism, I don't know what is. Why do they have to always frame their political manifestos in terms of racial superiority and eugenics? During the last Civil War, they advocated for white supremacy and population control of black Americans. Two centuries later, they blame every social ill on white supremacy and still seem invested in using Planned Parenthood to keep America's black population in check. Representative Louis Gohmert from the great state of Texas recently argued that by any standard of the Democratic Party's 2020 reign of terror against citizens of the United States, the Democrats should be officially canceled by their own cultural revolution. The time has come for Democrats to acknowledge their party's loathsome and bigoted past, offensively tied to slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination, and the KKK. Whether it be supporting the most vile forms of racism or actively working against civil rights legislation, Democrats in this country have perpetuated this abhorrent form of discrimination and violence practically since their party's inception. It is time for the moniker Democrat, the moniker of the Democratic Party. It's time for that to disappear, especially since they've become indistinguishable from the Socialist Party of the USA. But even more importantly, it is time the criminal justice system stop treating Democrats as part of a normal and legitimate political organization when their operations meet the statutory definition for domestic terrorism. Weather Underground bombers all voted for Democrats because there was no Weather Underground party on the ballot. The Democratic Party has embraced violence and destruction to intimidate both voters and government officials, and their place on a ballot makes just as little sense. The United States has a long tradition of not negotiating with terrorists. Now all we have to do is stop putting up with them. I still want to know, What happens if they declare Antifa a domestic terrorist group? I want to know if that means it's open season on them. I want to know what I have to go through to identify them as Antifa. See, it's already spelled out for me as far as lethal force is concerned. And Antifa would meet that. If I'm surrounded by a bunch of people, boom. Cheerio, Zam, we are there. Disparity of force. Things are probably going to go lethal quick. And they're not going to be prepared for that. And that's fine. I don't care. I don't care if they're prepared for it, because what they think is going to happen is they're going to kill a bunch of people. They think they'll kill whoever they have to get out, to get what they want, to get them out of the way. And that's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. It's certainly not going to be free. But they're not even going to succeed. Because in order for them to succeed, they have to go into what they deem flyover country. And going into flyover country is going to be a problem, because they're already getting run out of town. They roll in, you know, they're like, hey, we're Antifa, we're Black Lives Matter, we're very intimidating. Well, if you don't get your guys out of here, we're going to kill, we're going to beat every one of you up. Kill every one of you. Whatever you want to believe, whatever you want to think, we're going to do it. And therein lies the problem, because they're not used to that. Coming up next, we're going to end the week with another discussion with writer and activist and instructor Dean Weingarten. Amaland's a little behind on getting it printed, so I don't know what we're going to talk about just yet. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.